You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On this Tuesday afternoon, Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Hi, Don. Good afternoon to you. It has been wet. I think the last time I looked, we had about 2.5 inches locally and probably still pretty close to that. What can you tell us about rainfall in the next 6 or 7 days?
Well, I tell you, it's just going to more opportunities for more rain is on the way. Now, I do see some gaps. But the pattern that we've had here in the month of June, especially the last couple of weeks, we basically seen carrying forward into the first couple of weeks of July. Now, I don't see it as cool. I do see it maybe being a little bit warmer. But as we've talked in previous weeks, there's just no indications that a hot summer is going to settle in. More than anything, our temperatures are going to trend to normal, if not a little bit below. So there is more rain coming, although we can expect 2 or 3 day of gaps in between them.
So in the month of June so far, I think locally we've had about 6.5, 7 inches. There are places across the Corn Belt that have had much more. They've had that much, I think, last week. Where are they and what condition might they be?
Well, I tell you, when you look at Iowa in particular, there are portions of Iowa that have had 10 to 12 inches of rain in the month of June, and those areas also extend up into southern areas of Minnesota, extreme southeastern areas of South Dakota, and those areas are going to still be looking at getting more as well. Now, will it be as much in July as what we've had in June? Probably not, but there also won't be any long periods of dry weather either.
Mm-hmm. So what they have is what they have at this point, and things should look better for them, it sounds to me, over time. What do you see around the other parts of the planet if you turn your attention maybe to China, India, and or Ukraine?
Well, let's first go over to China. Right now it looks like they've got good precipitation chances here over the next week or 10 days. Over most of the country, favorable conditions there. If we were to go over to portions of Eastern Europe, take a look at the Ukraine, they're in a forecast pattern right now that is somewhat a little bit drier, but at the same time, nothing sticks out as excessively hot or dry there. So their growing conditions are looking pretty good as well. When we go over to South Asia, take a look over at India, it does look like their precipitation chances going to be best in the southern and eastern areas, a little bit drier in the west.
Thanks so much for hopscotching the planet for me and some of the growing regions in the northern hemisphere. You have a great week.
You too.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.